Welcome home. Did you have a good day? No. I'm just happy to see you. Here, let me take your things. I guess I'm a little bit cold, but, you know, I can, just put some more layers on. I don't mind. Well, I don't want to be rude, and, you know, in human culture, it's not polite to touch someone else's thermostat, so I just, it's bearable. It's not really a big deal. That's better. I'm so glad you're home. I'm sorry. I guess that was pretty stupid. Sorry. You're just so warm. Fleshy. Squeezy. Sorry. You were telling me about your day. No, come on. I'm okay. Let's go to the couch. So, how was your day? Just ignore me. I'm listening. Sounds rough. Sweetie? Do you mind if I, coil you up? In my coils? Your money. I know you've been worrying about bills and stuff. I don't want to add to your pressure. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for saying sorry so much. So happy that you're home. I can steal all of your wonderful heat. I know. You've told me I don't have to apologize for things that I can't help. And despite my best efforts, I can't help that I'm cold-blooded. I'm really sorry. For you. You know, it's taking me just to warm back up. I promise I'll try not to be too clingy with you. You shouldn't say things like that. I'll probably get too comfortable. I just want to squeeze you all the time. Anyway, I'm sorry you had a rough day. Would you like me to run you a bath? No, it's just for you. It's good to have some downtime and soak away all the worries. And while you're doing that, I can finish your dinner. I hope you don't mind. It's kind of the usual. Oh, that's good. I mean, lots. I know. I'm not very good with portion control. But you're a hardworking person. I can't have you off being sustained. Especially when I'm living here rent free. Vanessa. Looking at jobs today, and I'm hoping to hear back. I know. I have to go slow, and you know, and if it takes me a while, then it takes me a while. No biggie. It's just I really don't want you to feel like I'm taking advantage. I know. But we're a team. I want to do my part. It doesn't feel good knowing that you're worrying about money. Probably in part because of me. So, whilst I'm not working, I'm gonna do my best. And we'll work hard and make sure you come home to a nice, relaxing environment. I want to. Besides, I'll feel less guilty about using you for heat. You say that, but I'm sure you're just trying to make me feel better. Better. So much better. I can feel the heat going all the way through my tail. Right down to the tip. Would you like a bath? Of course it's no trouble. If you just go do that, and I will get dinner finished, and we can have a nice meal. No. It's no trouble at all. So I have, laid out towels and, your slippers, and, everything's sort of done, but I'll just run you a bath, and then I'll fix dinner. I'm mostly okay now. It's a lot better since you put the thermostat up. Okay. I know. I love you too. I don't want you to think I'm sat at home all day, you know, not trying. Taking advantage, and we understand each other. So you understand that until I find somewhere that I can earn some money, it's really important that I'm giving it my all. I know I'm not a housewife, but you are my person, and I want you to be happy and relaxed, and like this is the best place to come home to. Oh, sorry. Tail squeeze. Sometimes it's just involuntary. Well, I am no longer shivering in my coils, and It's time for your bath, so I will go run there and call you when it's ready. Do you want bath salts? Or I have this new lotion that's really, really smooth on your skin. Okay, so I will go do that, and you just sit here and relax, and I will call you when it's ready, and then we'll have dinner. Okay? Yes? What thing, sweetie? I will head to the welcome home greeting. I'm gonna run that path. Go overboard. It's only a simple dish. Well, I'm happy you're happy. And I will happily load the dishwasher. Huh? Oh. Honey, it's kind of hard to work while you're clinging on to me. No, no, of course you're not annoying me. I just meant that, you know, it's my job to look after the house, and you should just go lay down and relax. Oh, okay, I'll just, finish clearing this away and come find you. But it won't be a mess. So you'd be more relaxed if I came with you. Is that what you're saying? Was a main priority for me to create a relaxing environment. I have a feeling you're twisting my words. Okay. Couch or bed? Doesn't seem very fair. You've been at work all day and I've just been, you know, cleaning here and there, and now I get to lay down? Oh, you don't expect me to be a slave, huh? I'm sorry. I know logically I should have just turned the thermostat up, but it felt so personal. You know, like, you don't go looking through someone's finances and you don't touch their thermostat. Well, it feels similar. Okay, for future reference, it's not similar, and I can turn up the heat. Understood? Yes. Stop, you're making me rattle. No. It's annoying. Oh, yes it is. It's all hissy and shaky and... Don't you find it irritating? Oh. Nothing, it's just, I forget. You're not like most humans. I'm okay. I'm just grateful. And that I found you. And I live somewhere safe and warm. And I feel happy. Like even when it's rough, everything's going to be okay. Thank you. For being kind to me. For trusting me. For looking after me. I shouldn't have to be grateful for kindness. Did you get that off a t-shirt? I'm sorry. I just feel like... It's not that I have to be, it's just... I am. So much kindness in the place of so much unkindness. How could I not feel grateful? A full belly and a happy heart. Good combo. Do you want me to do the thing? Nobody needs anything from you right now. Your only job is to relax and drift away slowly, taking your time. Just slowly winding down for the night. That's it. Slowly giving in to the feeling. It's just the right temperature. And you were filled with nothing but contentment. You are safe. That's why I need you to sleep. You deserve it. You deserve everything. And I'm just like,